Oh, hey, Real to Real TD show. Yo, man, look, you want to talk about this Diddy shit, man?
What Diddy done got into now?
Okay, now, basically, he came here Super Bowl weekend, right? You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, he do all the exclusive parties or whatever. So he was basically talking about how boring the parties are.
Okay.
And, like, nobody's dancing, everybody's looking at the phones, and we need to get back into where people are dancing at the party.
Is that what he really wants?
Yeah, he's noticing, he's at a point where, you know, he's from our generation where he notices, you know, where when we used to go to clubs and we used to, everybody parties. And right now, nobody's doing that. Everybody's just standing around, looking at the phone, or in the VIP, popping bottles and all that shit. That's all the club is right now, nowadays. I mean, at least the clubs, like mainstream hip-hop clubs. Diddy don't go to no house party.
Okay.
House music party. He don't go to reggae.
Diddy done been to a house music party, though. Diddy know house music, but he goes pretty easy, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Diddy is worth what roughly, money-wise?
X amount, million, whatever the case may be.
What would they say about 50 mil? More.
More than that.
More than that, maybe a few hundred mil.
Right.
Now, and Diddy is how old? Is he our age?
Yeah, he's our age. He's 50.
He's in the 50 club. Okay. Right. Now, if he's in the 50 club, he should know that the average 50-year-old ain't going to dance all night. If you really want to see a party, you really want to see people dancing, Diddy, throw some free parties. Stop having them damn parties that cost $10,000 and shitty damn fuck, ain't nobody got nothing to smile about after spending 10 G's.
Hey, but look, but these are all the young folks, though, because this is what I notice at the club that I work at. It's to say it's exactly what he's talking about.
The young folks that he helped dumb down.
Right.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Right. Didn't he still make music for teenagers when he was in his 40s?
Right.
In his 40s?
Right.
Come on, man. Y'all created those monsters. And if you want to change it, man, put some money into it. Now, I do understand what he's saying, though. I ain't going to trip like that. But, I don't know. Because me, myself, I still dance at parties.
Me, too.
Do I dance all night? Nah, I doubt it. You know, it all depends on what time I get to the club, what mood I'm in, who I'm with. I might dance a lot.
Right.
But people our age ain't going to dance all night.
That's
not.
Well, you know what?
I keep slipping. I mean, flipping over to our age to the teenagers. Well, not even teenagers. He's talking about, what, the 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds?
Yeah, he's talking about most of the 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds. Well, check this out. Me and you, we both work this thing called Old School Saturdays in Atlanta.
Old school? Yes, sir.
They were playing in the 80s and 90s music. Those people dance all fucking night.
You are correct.
I'm talking about.
Old school it has amazed the hell out of me. Yes, they dance floors stay full all night.
Right.
Never have I been to one party that I saw the dance floor empty.
Right.
Because.
The thing is that we come from the generations where, you know what I'm saying, it was all about, you know, the dope boys were dancing. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't give a fuck. I'm from New York, you from Chicago. You seen the most gangsterest motherfucker goddamn cutting the rug.
Yeah, they used to do the little two-step dance.
They wasn't doing a running man or nothing like that, but they was on the dance floor, right?
Yeah, they well, yes, you can get in. And all right, almost everybody dances. Even the thugs dance in Chicago.
Right. See, like, this is a generation. First of all, you have the, like, music. Like, first of all, let's talk about the schematics of the thing. Trap music, the tempos went all the way. Trap music, they slowed the tempos down. So you really can't do no dancing like that per se. Like, the tempo, that's one reason. Second reason is, most of the dances, there's a song that goes to it.
Yeah.
You know, like the Wobble, or you know what I'm saying, or like, you know, they had the Soulja Boy, or they had the Stinky Leg, whatever the heck that is. But there was a song that goes to it. So now this generation is like, in order for them to dance, you got to give them a song to go with it, and they'll fall right in. Right, but
generation
of followers. Well, I mean, that's what it is. That's what you got. You know what I'm saying?
And you gotta understand this too, man. They taking all these little exotic drugs and all peeled out, or they done smoked some of this super high strain.
Right.
Weed where they all numbed up and shit.
Right.
But you know what? You can't give me to have the answer for that. I really couldn't tell you. It's kind of tripped. Because when you say party, man, it includes dancing.
Right. Now here's another thing too. Like, this, it's funny when you said he created the monsters. Like, now, what Diddy's really talking about? He's talking about the industry parties.
Oh, is he now?
Because you remember, yeah. now we've been in the music, and we was going to industry parties back in the day. In the industry parties, everybody's standing around, trying to look important, trying to hand out business cards and all that kind of thing, right? Every party nowadays, every club nowadays, in the main street type area, is a fucking industry party. Everybody trying to look important. Everybody's a brand. Everybody's in the VIP with the bottle and the hooker.
Right, now we talking about Puffy's industry parties. They ain't done nothing to dance for, because they probably just got ran up in about a half an hour ago.
No. I remember the Def Jam parties and all of that. Like, an actual industry party where there was artists, wasn't nobody dancing. Everybody was, we're talking about back then. So nowadays, in 2019, every club you go to is a freaking industry party. Everybody trying to be important. Everybody trying to be somebody. Everybody's an Instagram celebrity or YouTube.
Oh, yeah. The internet, in fact, they done made everybody a star.
Right.
You look on Facebook, man, these people shining.
Right.
I dude the other day and shit, man, at the motherfucking dollar store.
Right.
Now, this motherfucker in the Lamborghini next week.
Right. Like, what do you do? I got 100,000 people on the YouTube, and I put out a video every week, and I get a check.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, damn.
But you know what? That's the shit. I mean, I guess if you've seen all over, you got 100,000 views.
Right.
You are a star.
I mean, no, you definitely are a celebrity for sure. If you got 100,000 followers, like, come on now. How many people you know 100,000? Do you know 100,000 people?
No.
Right.
No.
Right.
With the 6 degrees of separation, yeah.
Right.
But 100,000. Man, that's a whole lot. So if you do have that, if you got 100,000 people watching you, peeled their eyes, waiting on what you got coming on, you know, and what you're doing and things like that, and following you, you are a star to certain people.
Right.
You know, to us, you know.
Now, I mean, well, forever, whatever you got going on, you definitely, you know what I'm saying? You definitely.
Nowadays, they want the fame more than the fortune.
Right.
Because in the music business, well, we all know that all of them ain't getting paid.
Right.
The majority of them are getting screwed.
Yeah, and it's always been like that. But now you got it, whereas, oh, wow, you can really goddamn flex. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, man, it's a dirty game, man. That's all I got to say. Dirty.
Yep.
They're trying to keep them dancing, huh?
Yep.